Andy Kaufman, president of the Institute for Leadership Excellence and Development Incorporated. Thank you for joining us for this special premium edition of the People and Projects podcast. You know, maybe it's because I'm now in my second decade of running my business, or maybe it could be that my kids are getting older. But whatever the reason, it becomes more apparent to me each year that a key responsibility for us as leaders is to use our time well. You know, for some time now, I've enjoyed Peter's writing and have personally instituted many ideas from his new book. In this premium episode, I want to highlight some points from the interview with Peter about how we can better manage our time and our attention. First, you know, it's not about trying to get everything done. It's about getting the most important things done. Peter referred to this in the interview. It's not about keeping things from falling through the cracks, he talked about. In fact, he said, there are some things we need to push through the cracks. I actually had a coaching client. She once told me that I just don't feel comfortable going home at night until I've got all my to-dos completed. I told her, well, you better buy a cot because you're never going to be able to get everything done. That's just the reality. You know, it's okay to not have your to-do list empty. That's not the problem. The issue is when the important stuff falls victim to the trivial. So the question becomes, are you spending your time well? It's a question for you. It's a question for me. And it's not an easy question to answer. In fact, sometimes we're so close to our own day-to-day that we don't see the obvious gaps between what's really important and how we're investing the moments of our day. You know, if you knew you only had, say, let's say 10 years of life remaining, would you be doing the same work? Spending your days in the same way? I've had more coaching clients than you might think who basically say they're surviving in their role. They're tolerating it because if they did what they really wanted to, they think they might not be able to pay for their bills. You know, a big lesson I've learned after running a company this long is that it's not simply about can you earn the same as before? Rather, are you investing your time well? Are you leveraging your strengths? In fact, are you in a position where your weaknesses aren't really as big of a liability? Peter talks about that in his book. It's an intriguing concept. How closely does your work line up with your passions? I'm not saying it's easy to find a job that gets perfect alignment on all dimensions. In fact, when it's a tough economy, I realize sometimes we just gotta flip the burgers or make the donuts, and there's no shame in that. However, if you're spending most of your waking, working hours tolerating the job, I'd like to challenge you on that. You know, life is too short. What can you do to adapt your current job into something more meaningful? Or what can you do to start migrating towards something more meaningful outside the current workplace? It took me a couple of years to go from, this is a good idea, to here's my 2 weeks' notice. But thanks to the perspective of the years, I am immensely thankful that I took those scary steps. I challenge you to take some time as we wind up this calendar year and to put some concerted thinking into how you can better invest your time. So, 18 minutes. Did you catch how Peter breaks that up? 5 minutes in the morning planning the day, followed by a planned interruption at the top of every hour, then a 5-minute review at night. That's 18 minutes. So what do you think? I've been practicing the first 5 and the last 5 for well over a month now, and I can unquestionably say it's adding value. I adapted Peter's end-of-day questions and review them on most of my nights. You know, a practical benefit for me has been remembering things I just need to be thankful for from the day. Now, personally, I'm struggling to schedule the hourly interrupt primarily because I don't have a watch with an hourly chime or vibrate. But I love the idea of being reminded throughout the day, is this the best use of my time? And am I being the person I want to be? You know, those are powerful questions that they don't get asked enough. I was in a session with executive coaching guru Marshall Goldsmith last month, and he sent me a copy of his end-of-day questions. He's got 27 of them, including questions such as, how many high-fat or sweet foods did you eat, and how many times did you floss? Now, personally, I'm not sure I could ask myself 27 questions every night, but Peter's recommended ones are doable. Well, finally, remember Peter's ignore list that he talked about? There's something freeing about being clear on what you're not going to do. You know, in project management, what do we call these things? We call them exclusions, right? And by being clear on what's not in, then it's easier to be able to articulate what's in. Here's an example of some things that are on my ignore list. I've learned that free keynotes, they tend to lead to more free keynotes. So it's rare that I'll agree to deliver a keynote for free. Here's another. You might be surprised by how often I'm approached by friends or even strangers to join some sort of multi-level marketing program. Now, I have nothing against such programs philosophically. I've just resolved to not sign up for any unless they're directly related to my business. An example of that is, you know, I love a tool named Send Out Cards, and I use it and I tell people about it all the time. So in that case, I had no problem signing up for that. But even then, I'm mostly just a user of it. How about in your life? Knowing what you will ignore or say no to helps provide focus and clarity. What have you said yes to recently that you really shouldn't have? You might need to go unwind that. And as you look forward to the rest of this calendar year and into the next, what do you need to start ignoring or saying no to? You know, 18 Minutes, it's a book that's helped me personally, and I recommend it for you. But here's a hint. Almost the entire book is available for free. Most, if not all, the chapters are really just posts that Peter wrote for Harvard Business Review's blog. So check out the show notes for this premium cast to get a link to Peter's posts on HBR. Now, read some of those, and then if you're connecting with this content and style, get a copy of the book. You know, if you have a moment, I invite you to stop by our podcast page on Facebook. Check the show notes for a link to that page. I invite you to like it and then join the discussion. Well, thank you for being a premium subscriber to the People and Projects podcast. Please let me know what questions you have and if there's anything I can do to help you lead and deliver. And thank you for joining me for this premium edition of the People and Projects podcast. Have a great week. We'll be right back.